This is Good News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with a message again from the Word of God. This time I'm going to speak on salvation in four different aspects, and the first one I call our attention to is salvation desired, and the second one is salvation sent, the third one, salvation is come, and the fourth one, salvation is obtained, and that is the best of all. Well, it comes to us this time from Psalm chapter 27 and verse 4, the salvation of God desired. Now, I read that with you from this verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and inquire in his temple. The second one I called our attention to is this in Acts chapter 13 and verse 26. To you is the word of this salvation sent. Salvation sent to us from God. Third one is this. The salvation of God is come. This day is salvation come to thy house. That's Luke chapter 19 and verse 9. And the fourth one in here is, we have salvation obtained, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9. So we're going to speak on these today as the Lord might give help. We have a man before us in this book of the Psalms with one burning desire. Now that is not very much, but we thank God for one. And that one desire was this, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And I tell you, friends, that's something to have a burning desire in your heart like that, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what he said again in Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And he said again, thou art my dwelling place. Oh, thank God for a man that had that in his soul to want to be with and want to share in that coming day in the house of the Lord. And so we have before us now, one thing have I desired. Now, friends, that was David himself, but I'm turning away from David at this present time, and I'm speaking to us now, the congregation that are under the sound of my voice. I wonder if you have ever had that desire in your heart to be saved. I wonder if you've had that desire to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And some are saying in return, yes, thank God I have. I've longed for that place. I've prayed that God would let me into that house. Well, you need pray no longer, beloved friends, for that salvation has been provided by the Lord himself and sent down to the human family in the person of God's beloved Son when he brought salvation to this world. And so the one thing that this man desired, he said, that I may dwell, that I may dwell. Now, salvation is a very personal thing, and so you must forget all others at a time like this. And because we can only enter the kingdom of God as units, go in one by one, we must each be saved for ourselves. And so this man said, it's my desire. It's my desire. Then I think of the dear Apostle Paul. He said this, and my heart's desire and my prayer is to God that Israel might obtain this salvation. My heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. They were standing in need of salvation, and the speaker today stood in need of salvation. And if you have not been saved, beloved friends, you stand in need of salvation. And so by the help of our God, we're going to try and continue to speak on how salvation is obtained by and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But going back to David once again, and the Word of God said in this verse 4, my desire is that I may dwell. Never mind others. David had a family and David had friends, but let me tell you, David was interested in number one, just himself at a time like this. And when men and women are awakened about their sins and about the need of God's salvation, they shut out everything else and they fix their thoughts, their minds, their prayers, their hearts on God himself. And the heart cries out to the living God, What must I do to be saved? And then God soon furnishes that answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Well, David, the man after God's own heart, he had sinned like you and I, and he acknowledged his sin in the presence of God, and he confessed his sin to God, and he judged that sin, and he put away that sin. And I want to tell you, that man is now in the kingdom of God, and he's dwelling in the sunshine of the presence of the one that came from the glory and went to the cross and died to put away that sin by the sacrifice of himself. Well, that was David's desire. He is not the only one spoken of in the Word of God. You remember in the Gospel by John, chapter 11, there was a band of Greeks, a band of Gentiles, and they came to two of God's servants, two of the apostles, and they said, "Sirs, we would see Jesus." It was more than one this time. "We would see Jesus." And then they carried this message to the Savior, and the Savior said this, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and now is the Son of Man going to be lifted up," because salvation could only come to the world through the death and burial and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we thank God today that one came down and was willing to take that place in death and meet the claims of God and put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, that we might obtain that salvation that David desired and we have desired. And all beloved friends, let me pass on quickly as time is passing. We have the second one I call our attention to, and it's this. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 26, we have these words. "To you," it's a very personal thing, "is the salvation of God sent." To you, beloved friend. Oh, I like that, because that just takes me in. That exactly suits me. "To you" is the word of this salvation. That I hope you'll note that, friend. It's to you, and it's the word of this salvation that is sent. Men get saved by the word of God. We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. And so the word is sent. And that word may be received today. And if that word that has been sent by the Savior and is received by you, let me tell you something, you'll be in possession of this salvation that David longed for, and that you have longed for, others have longed for, and thank God the Savior longs to pass it on to you, and that's why he sent his Son from heaven. Then we go down the chapter again, and we look at another one. This is Luke 19 and verse 9. "And the Savior was the speaker, and he said, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he is the son of Abraham." And here was a man that was a sinner against God. Here was a man that had done so many evil things to the nation and to the people. And yet, when he was awakened about his sins and about his soul, he left everything and he went to the right person. Salvation, friends, is found in a person. And he was found in a great crowd and a small man, and so he could not see him. So he ran before the crowd, climbed up into a sycamore tree, for he wants to pass that way. And as he was passing by, instead of him crying out, the Savior stopped and said, "Look up," and said, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." "This day," he said, "is salvation come to this house." Oh, would that not be grand, friends, if he just spoke those same words to you? "Yes," said somebody, "and that's exactly what I want, and he is the very one I want." Well, God has given him to be the Savior of the world. Oh, beloved friend, he provided a Savior. He sent a Savior, and he sent him into the world to save that which is lost. And verse 10 of this chapter 19 says, "The Son of Man is come down from the excellent glory down to earth," and the purpose of his coming was to save that which is lost. Are you lost today, beloved friend? Would you like to be saved? And if you do want to be saved, then we beg of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fix your eyes upon Jesus, the man that was on Calvary's tree, the man that suffered for sin on his own, The man that died for your sin. Why, someone is saying, are you telling me that the Lord Jesus Christ actually went to the cross of Calvary and died for my sins? That was the sole purpose of the Savior coming down from heaven. And then he said, I lay down my life of myself. He came to taste death for every man, for your sin and mine. And the Word says, he by the grace of God tasted death for everyone. And if you this very day will close in with that Savior, then you can have this salvation that has been provided and has been received by many others. Now will you not receive it today? I mean him today. Yes, salvation is receiving him, and that will bring you this great salvation. Well, the last I call our attention to is this. We have in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9 these words. We have salvation sent to the Gentiles, and it could be obtained. But I'm going to read that verse with you, lest we make any mistake in our quotation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. He did not appoint us to wrath. The wrath fell on his Son. He said, thy wrath lieth hard upon me, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I thank God for the Son of his love today. I thank God for the gift of his Son. I thank God for that Savior that met the claims of God and satisfied God and came out as a sin bearer. And they came out like this. He stood between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. He satisfied God, and he can satisfy you. Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's life and peace and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. If you desire further spiritual help, please drop us a line at once to the following address, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. And may God bless you and save you is our prayer, for his name's sake. Amen.